Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive a battlefield ritual as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 372, penned for the Pandya king Thalaiyalanganathu Cheruvendra Nedunchezhian by the poet Mangudi Kilar. The verse is situated in the category of Vagaithinai or victory and reveals a poet's reason for arriving in a battle zone. Visi pini tadari vimmena otri yetti vandadhi ellam molutta ilanguval avir olivalam padaminni kanithuli polinda kankoodu paasari porunda tevvar arinda thalai aduppin kovila viragin akkuvarinudangal aana mandai vanniyam tuduppin eena veenmaal idam tulandu atta maa mari pindam vaaluvan yeend vaduvai vilavin புதுவோர்க்கெல்லாம் வெவ்வாய் பெய்த பூத நீர் சால்க என புலவுக்கலம் பொழிய வேட்டோய் நின் நிலவுத்திகள் ஆரம் முகக்குவம் எனவே. A relatively shorter song in the series on the ruthlessness of the battlefield, but no less gory. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Beating my well-tied tadari drum and making it resound aloud, I came here praising you. Here, where shining swords, radiant like stars, glowed with victory and arrows rained down in this encampment with assembled warriors, making the severed heads of disagreeable enemies as the stow, and with branches of the kuvilam tree as firewood, cooking the intestines and the endless offering of skulls with the ladles of the vanni tree. The ghost maiden stirred the food that even flesh-eating animals refused to eat, raising this to the skies and declaring, may this be blessed like the special water sprinkled on arriving guests from the pot with a narrow spout in wedding festivals. You glorified this flesh-reeking battlefield with the sacrificial ritual, O Lord. I came here to obtain your necklace akin to the moon as my reward. Time to explore the details. The poet starts by saying that he arrived at the battlefield beating his drum and praising this king for a specific reason. Without directly saying what that is, he goes on to talk about the glowing swords and raining arrows. Then he switches gears and talks about the actions of ghost maiden who seemed to be cooking with the skulls of dead enemies as staves, using firewood of the bile tree and stirring the scattered intestines with the ladle of the mesquite tree and making this into a ball of meat that even carnivorous animals avoid. Sensible creatures, these animals indeed. Then the poet explains how this is a ritual done by the king to the god of death, and he equates the offering to the showering of blessed water on people who arrive at weddings. As a side note, that line about weddings and sprinkling of water reminded me of this custom of sprinkling perfumed water called as paneer on guests in South Indian weddings, which goes on to this day. Returning to our poet, he's wrapping up the story saying he has come to this battlefield that the king has glorified with his copious sacrifice, just to get the glowing, moon-like necklace of the king. These poets are really honest, and we have to appreciate how they are clear about what they want. This particular poet is also not hankering after elephants, as we have seen so far, and is content with just the Pandya king's necklace looks like. Looking at this from a serious perspective, it's a difficult song to accept indeed because of the stark images of that battlefield ritual. However, it's clear that this was a different time, a different tradition, and we can come away with the gratitude for gaining a little wisdom over the centuries and moving away from such ruthless glorification of war and violence. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.